This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
This time we're going to call the Senate Education Committee to order. We want to welcome everybody here. We want to make sure the internet is on for listeners across the state of South Dakota and perhaps other areas as well. We want to remind everybody that your cell phone should be off. If you leave your cell phone on and you get a ring or whatever, we hear that, we'll basically, that's just like a $20 donation to the Special Olympics. That's the designated charity of this particular committee. This time we're going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Jensen?
Here.
Klum?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Soholt?
Here.
Heinert? Solano?
Here.
Bolin?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. This time I'm going to ask for approval of the minutes of the meeting that was held this last week when we dealt with Senate Bill 65.
So moved.
It's been moved by Senator Soholt, seconded by Senator Klum, that we adopt the minutes of the last meeting. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor will say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes of the last meeting are adopted. I want to remind all the testifiers to sign in, and we want to make sure that lobbyists are wearing your badges. Please, we want to make sure that if you have handouts to give out or anything like that, we would ask you to do that through the pages that have been assigned to this committee. This time we're going to have the pages come forward. Please come to the testifiers box and give us your name, the school you attend, the town you're from, and any of your thoughts for the future. If you could go there and we could hear it all over the internet.
Hi, good morning. My name's Aaron Dekoff. I'm from Wessington. I go to Woolsey, Wessington, and I'm planning to go to SDSU for electrical engineering, and I have a year done for college already.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Through the advanced program. Placement program?
Yep.
Very good. Thank you for your help.
Good morning. I'm Darren S. I'm from Kennebec, and I'm homeschooled, and I plan to go to SDSU for animal science.
Wonderful. Thank you for your help and your services. All right. Are there any personal privileges or, shall we say, anything else, any introductions that any of the committee members would like to make at this time? Seeing none, we want to remind all testifiers that all the questions should be addressed through the chair. Our agenda for today is one bill, Senate Bill number 115. It's entitled for an act entitled An Act to Ensure Student Privacy in Public School Locker Rooms, Shower Rooms, and Changing Facilities by Restricting Certain Access. Okay? Do we have any proponent testimony? Now's the time for proponent testimony. Seeing none, I was informed early this morning that the author of this bill would like to have this bill withdrawn under Rule 6B-1-1, Withdrawal of Bills. The provisions of 6B-1 and 6D-1 notwithstanding, prior to the first committee hearing in the House of Origin, the prime sponsor of any bill or resolution may withdraw any bill or resolution in the House of Origin with the approval of the presiding officer. And at this present time, I give my approval to this withdrawal. The presiding officer shall then declare the bill or resolution formally withdrawn, which I do at this time, and shall order that an entry be made in the bill status so stating. Okay. Are there any questions by any proponents or opponents as to the invoking of Rule 6B-1-1? Mr. Tellinghusen.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, Roger Tellinghusen, registered lobbyist on behalf of the Human Rights Campaign. My question is pretty simple. Upon withdrawal of this bill, can it be reintroduced again this session?
My response to that would be that it there's at least the potential that someone else could potentially withdraw, could introduce the bill. I don't think that would be That would still be the option of members who have at least three more bills they can introduce during this week. My response to any member who would seek to bring engage in such an activity would be that that would be an extremely unwise decision.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I assume if a similar bill is put back in, it would be reposted and noticed for hearing.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Through the rules of the legislature. Yes, sir. Any other questions or comments in regards to the invocation of this particular rule? Yes.
Point of order.
Sir.
Is the bill not withdrawn now?
The bill has been withdrawn. I'm just asking for comments on my invocation of this rule.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And we're not going to continue this on a long-term basis, but go ahead, Mr. Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Bullen. If you would, maybe just because there are a lot of folks in the room that might not understand the process, there'll be a lot of questions after the committee. If you could just talk about, explain bill introduction, when it ends, how a bill could be introduced yet this session, just so that they have some idea how the process works, because we only have this week and you could hoghouse something, but like you said, that's probably not likely. But if you would just explain it for those that are not here frequently.
Okay. I'm going to use some discretion here to describe how bills are introduced. We are now in the last phase of bill introduction, which means that any member has this week can introduce three bills up until the end of this week, I do believe. And you'd have to check me as to the exact date. Till Thursday. Excuse me. Through the legislative process, there are a wide variety of ways that can be used through the Hoghouse procedure and others that bills can be introduced. And this is part of the legislative process. And it is a process that I am continually learning about, even though this is my ninth year as a member of the legislature. So I think I'm going to leave it at that. There are always, until the final gavel sounds on the very last day of the legislature, there are processes and procedures that can be used to move bills forward. And I'm just going to leave my comments at that, because any effort to give you a complete and absolutely thorough understanding of the legislative process and how it works would certainly, in my case, be inadequate. But I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to leave it at that. Since this bill has been withdrawn, and there is no other matters on our agenda today, at this time I'm going to introduce. I want to entertain a motion to adjourn. It's been moved and seconded that. Committee of the Senate Committee on Education be adjourned at this time. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, this committee is adjourned.